prescribed is that we might convey to some person that which properly belonged to his character and was easily associated with him in thought. But our tokens of compliment and love are for the most part barbarous. Rings and other jewels are not gifts, but apologies for gifts. The only gift is a portion of thyself. Thou must bleed for me. Therefore the poet brings his poem. The shepherd, his lamb. The farmer, corn. The miner, a gem. The sailor, coral and shells. The painter, his picture. The girl, a handkerchief of her own sewing. This is right and pleasing, for it restores society insofar to its primary basis when a man's biography is conveyed in his gift, and every man's wealth is an index of his merit. But it is a cold, lifeless business when you go to the shops to buy me something which does not represent your life and talent, but a goldsmith's. That is fit for kings, and rich men who represent kings, and a false state of property, to make presents of gold and silver stuffs, as a kind of symbolical sin offering or payment of blackmail. 3.